escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, we have partnered with Foster Adopt Connect and our good friends over at Pinnacle Bank, and we are doing a school supply drive for the rest of July. It ends on July 31st. If you can help, if you can donate, we could really use your help. What we're doing is getting backpacks full of new school gear for foster kids here in the Kansas City area.
Now, there are three drop-off sites. Sam will get to that in a moment. But the easiest thing that you can do is go to kmbz.com and click on the school supply icon. And there you can donate online. And by the way, $35 sponsors a fully stocked backpack. And you know this, Scott, we've talked about it. Kids who are entering into the foster care system sometimes come into that system with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Mm-hmm. So this is a beautiful, easy way for $35 to help those kids start off school with new supplies like everybody else.
Sam, can you tell everybody what we need to be donated?
We are collecting new, brand new backpacks, pencils, pens, notebooks, crayons, folders, glue sticks, erasers, scissors, markers, so much more. You guys know what you would get every single school year on that school supply list. We need it so that we can provide to those in need.
And so either go to KMBZ.com, and if you can donate $10, $35 would be great because that takes care of an entirely filled backpack of new stuff. Or you can drop off your donation. We have three locations. The Foster Adopt Connect headquarters on East 37th Terrace in Independence. Foster Adopt Connect in KCK at 901 North 8th Street. Or the Pinnacle Bank in Lee's Summit. And thank you to Foster Adopt Connect and Pinnacle Bank, our sponsors for this program. All right, moving on. Guess what happened to me earlier today?
I love the stories that we save for one another for the show because I have no idea what happened to you or Sam prior to walking into this room.
So I was doing show prep in the 11 o'clock hour in my home office.
Yep.
Probably wearing a blue Stafford robe, 35 years old.
I was not. I was fully dressed.
Oh, good.
In shorts and a t-shirt. And those sons of bitches.
No. You're a scammer? No.
Came back.
No.
They came back this morning.
Have you named her Nancy Miller in your phone?
Well, it was Nancy Miller. No, it was on my computer. I'm literally copying stories from NBC News,
yep,
KCTV 5, Fox 4, to send to you and Sam. And boom, your computer is in the process of being hacked. I immediately send whatever I'm working on to you and Sam.
Yep.
And I turned off my computer.
Thank God.
But the fact that they are somehow still reaching out to you anyway, I would at least ask a computer person, how are they able to be like, hey, just.
I must be accidentally clicking on something.
Something like a window,
like
pop up, something.
And so.
Or the phantom, I mean, he scrubbed your computer, Cody Aiken, scrubbed your computer, but is there
like a
chance
floor
that there was some other something that clung to your
Sam,
Wi-Fi? Or, I don't know what
Sam,
I'm talking about. I only
deal.
Know so much about this stuff.
Here's the deal. You would think that with the frequency with which in the last week these evil, satanic human beings,
Nancy Millers of the world, if you will.
The Nancy Millers have gotten into my computer, or at least tried to get into my computer, that I am going to some of the seediest websites imagined. It is not true. On that computer, well, on any computer.
You save the CD stuff for other computers?
Yeah, I save that for my phone. I go to my email, sometimes my Facebook, but not very often. And I go to only news websites.
Okay.
That's it.
I want to remind everyone listening, if you missed the story about the gigantic scam that Scott
participated in last
accidentally
week.
Tripped headfirst into, please go back and find it on podcast. And please, when something pops up on your computer screen that says, call this number, we'll help you with your computer, do not call the number. Nancy Miller will answer and then wipe out your bank account.
And she is satanic. And I wasn't worried about them getting any financial information. I've already switched over my checking account. And I, in fact, got my new credit card or bank card in the mail this morning. So it's not like they can get anything.
If that pop-up says that turning your computer off will cause irreparable damage to your files,
turn your computer
off.
It's
lying.
Yeah.
Listening to the instructions on that pop-up will cause irreparable damage to your
files. Literally, I had like 1 or 2 seconds. I see it. Boom. It pops up on my screen. I immediately hit send on the email and sent the show prep to you and Dana. And then I just turned off my computer.
Are we ready for our paint color submissions?
Oh, do we have some?
Beyond ready.
Oh, we have a ton.
Now, wait. If you guys missed this earlier, I wandered into a Sherwin-Williams, but I also love Benjamin Moore, but I love my little Sherwin-Williams. And I went in this morning to look for a blue. I came out 9 hours later, and my head hurt, and I felt like I needed a glass of wine at 9 in the morning because there are 96,436 shades of blue, and none of them sound like blue, and they all look the same until you put them next to each other. And so I reached out to my girlfriend, Tabitha, who owns a painting company, and I said, why can't we start our own company where the colors and the names make sense, that you just call the color what it is instead of Batik Indigo.
Really, 8037? No.
And I want wrong answers only. What is the paint color that you would give a color for my new company where we just tell it like it is? And the example I gave was Smoker's Teeth Yellow.
Okay, I'm going to read some of these and you tell me what color you think they are.
Okay, because this is how this is supposed to work with my new company. You don't have to wonder why the name sounds so weird. You will know immediately when you see this name what color it corresponds to.
All right, some of you guys are really gross.
Yeah, there's some really dirty ones. We're going to avoid those.
I told you to be within reason. You can be funny, but you cannot be naughty.
Well, this is why I said we're not taking calls on this.
All right, let them rip.
Curdled milk.
Oh, that's a good creamy white.
Dog vomit.
That's a beige. It's a grayish.
It's a yellow. It's a yellow.
Okay.
Broccoli.
Green. Love it.
Yep.
Baby poop.
Well, is it the first day of life or the third? It could be mustard seed yellow, or it could be black tar.
It's a gold.
Okay, I like the gold.
Show me the money.
Green.
6162, shame on you.
Tainted snow.
Tainted snow?
That's a yellow.
That's a yellow.
That's a yellow.
Roadside snow.
What?
Roadside snow.
That's a black.
I was
going to
say a gray. Roadside gray. Snow. That. Oh, I like that, you guys.
Skid mark.
Definitely brown.
Carpet burn.
Red.
420.
Green.
420 eyes.
Red.
Yes.
Oh, come on, guys. That one's real bad. Diesel pump.
Okay, diesel pump. Silver?
Hershey's Kiss.
No, diesel pump is green.
Brown or silver. The wrapper is silver.
Dark brown.
Okay.
MacBook.
Silver.
Yeah.
Show me dat money.
Green.
That is correct.
Man, I want to read that one so bad.
Oh, there are a handful that are coming in. Oh, you guys are funny, but
Pepto Bismol
would be pink. How? Here's one. Wait, old lady hair.
Silver
or
white.
Blue.
Well, that's true. Here's one, Dana.
Yeah.
Alaska.
Island. Oh.
Blue?
Nope. Alaska. Why would it be blue?
Because there's water all over it.
What?
White.
Be more specific.
Snowy white.
Island white.
Oh, very good. Like it.
Ooh, dangling booger.
Ew! Oh, that is definitely a yellow-green.
Day five bruise.
Yellow.
Green.
Driveway oil spot.
Ooh, driveway oil spot is
I'm going to go with a light black or a dark brown.
Yeah, really light black. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Rusty truck.
Oh, I love rusty truck. That's a copper.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Scab.
Gross! Rustic red.
I'm gonna give you that one. It's a rustic red.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are getting real creative trying to get us to read some of these dirty ones. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, 9045. Do you think I was born yesterday?
What about my dad's nose hair?
That would be black.
Yeah, silvery black.
Seriously, 6914? Scott's face when you touch his desk chair.
Red.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
The reddest red you've ever seen.
Also Scott's face when he went through a windshield.
Wow.
It's more of a lighter red.
It was dark red. Data Ride, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
So this is from the USA Today. Investigators are disputing rumors about a father and daughter who were rescued after going overboard on a Disney cruise over the weekend.
What happened?
The Broward County Sheriff's Office telling CBS News Miami, quote, the little girl was not being held, as erroneously reported on some social media sites. Following chatter about the dad placing her on the ship's railing, the sheriff's office telling People magazine, quote, while here doesn't appear to be anything suspicious, Broward sheriff's officers are investigating the circumstances that led up to the child falling overboard.
So we still don't know?
No.
Right. So they're saying we definitely know she didn't get lifted up there by her father, but we don't know what happened. So do you really know that that's not what happened, or are you just not telling us?
I don't know, Sam.
Does it matter with respect to the cost of that rescue?
Well, it certainly does. If she jumped overboard without, you know, her dad may have been in the cabin or whatever, and she's out on the deck, and she climbs up on the barrier, which was plexiglass, and just jumps overboard, I don't think you charge either one of them. Obviously, you can't charge her. She's five. But you don't charge dad.
But if you have video evidence of him placing her up on that railing, as we ran the hypothetical...
Then I think you charge dad.
For multiple segments yesterday, mm-hmm. I think he does get charged for the cost.
Yeah. There is going to be a bail hearing shortly for Sean Diddy Combs. He was found guilty this morning on two counts, the two... lesser counts of the five-count indictment. He was found not guilty of the three most severe charges that could have sent him to prison for the rest of his life. So he was found guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution. Two counts. Could get 10 years each. Prosecutors want him to serve 20 years in prison. That's not going to happen. That is just not going to happen. And we were talking in the 2 o'clock hour of the program. He's likely going to get 5 years in prison, 1 year for time served. So he goes to prison for maybe 4 years, and then he's home.
Yep.
But they are holding a bail hearing shortly. I believe it was supposed to start at 3, but CNN is indicating it has not started yet. So maybe there's some delay. I don't know. But it is very possible that since being arrested in June of last year, that Sean Diddy Combs, after 13 months in jail...
Yep.
Could be going home today, at least for a while, until he's sentenced. Researchers today announced a new expedition to find Amelia Earhart's airplane.
I thought we found it, and it looked like a rock formation at the bottom of the water.
It was a rock formation, based on evidence that suggests the famed aviator may have crash-landed on a remote island in the South Pacific. There is a new satellite photo
that
may appear to show the remains of Amelia Earhart's plane peeking through the sand on a small, remote, inhospitable island lagoon in Kiribati.
Common spelling.
Nearly 1,000 miles from Fiji, according to Richard Pettigrew.
How do we not know?
I don't know, Dana.
How to locate that plane? When they do know what her last communication was, mm-hmm. they know where she was when she delivered that communication, or where she thought she was, I should say.
Yeah.
With all of the sonar technology and with all of the treasure hunter sleuths type of people, there are always wreckages being found.
Here's why. If you take a picture from a satellite of planet Earth, right over the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
You on each side of that picture.
Okay.
You barely see land. That is how large the Pacific Ocean is.
But they know, don't they know generally where she would have glided down? She would have.
They know where she made her last communication, or to your point just a moment ago, and it was a good one, where she thinks she was. Keep in mind, this was in 1937.
They didn't have Apple Maps.
They didn't have a GPS. So she's guessing, educated guess, where she is. But we don't know that's where she was.
And assuming she glided down calmly because she ran out of gas and there wasn't a storm and it wasn't choppy waters, she could have floated anywhere.
Now, you got to keep in mind that the satellite image that they're looking at, the photo was captured in 2015, 10 years ago. And it was a year after an intense tropical cyclone shifted the sand right off the coast of this island. And they think, and they're going to go check this out, obviously, that maybe one of the reasons they couldn't find the plane was because after all these years, it had been buried under sand under the water.
Or silt or something.
Right. And so this tropical cyclone comes through, shifts the sand, and all of a sudden there is, I'll show you the image. And you tell me what you think it is.
You know, we interviewed one of the explorers who really thought they had found that plane.
The last time, yeah.
And he was fascinating. And one of the things he said was she was so experienced that as she knew they were running out of fuel because they were off course and I don't believe they realized it, she would have been able to glide that plane down. It would have been a violent landing, but the landing would have been survivable, okay? And he said because of the nature of the way those planes were built, even after all this time on the bottom of the ocean, they think there would be some, I want to say a treasure trove of material inside, but there would still be something, and I'm not talking about human remains, but something from the plane, from her knapsack, something to salvage from inside that craft.
That's the image they're going off of from 10 years ago.
That looks like sand next to very shallow water. Am I wrong?
But it's the metallic thing in the water that they find.
But that looks like it's 40 yards off the
coast.
Coast.
And the previous search looked for what looked like rocks, and they found
rocks.
Well, how remote is this spot?
It is 1,000 miles away from Fiji.
Okay,
that doesn't mean anything to you. But it is in the South Pacific.
If we've known this has been there for 10 years, why didn't someone just go take a peek?
They didn't. They just went through the satellite images from 10 years ago.
Got it.
So let me look up where this place is.
Oh, I hope that's it.
Kiribati. I've never even heard of that place. Sounds like a paint color. And I stare at maps.
And again, if she did land softly in the way these planes are designed, it would not have sank immediately.
Oh, certainly over the years it would have, but yes, they are saying
she could have floated anywhere.
They don't know, Sam, but
it's somewhere in here.
Oh, good Lord!
You see this big blue blob right there?
It's like a bajillion miles east of Australia.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Oh, I hope that's it. You know, we ought to see if the good folks at the Amelia Earhart Museum would come back on the program. I am just fascinated with her, with her life. I hope they find this.
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. 3 years ago, Steve Young and Winifred Jameson, a couple from Kansas City, were enjoying a night out when their evening came to an abrupt end. I'm quite sure going to jail was not on either of their to-do lists for that day. However, Kansas City police officers arrested Young and Jameson during a comedy show on March 22, 2022, at the Kansas City Music Hall. Both were charged with disorderly conduct and released. The charges were dismissed more than 2 years later, according to a federal lawsuit that the couple filed in June. In the suit, the couple contends that two Kansas City police officers, I don't know why their names are important, they're not, violated their civil rights by arresting them without probable cause. The couple also accused the officers of violating the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. The officers, according to the lawsuit, caused the confinement and malicious prosecution of Young and Jameson in violation of the Fourth Amendment. One aspect of the case puzzles me, writes our friend Toriano.
How much time has passed?
A third woman was involved and not arrested. Why? As with any lawsuit, we must let the legal process play out, but it's a fair question. Also worth noting, why did more than 2 years pass before the charges were dismissed? Apparently, Young, Steve Young, who Toriano points out is black, was way too engaged during comedian Hassan Minhaj's set that night. According to the suit, an unnamed female seated in front of the couple took exception to Young's joyful expressions. Read that, laughter.
When I read this story yesterday, I didn't even know where to begin. You are supposed to go to a comedy club to laugh.
Yes.
There's at a lot of these places, there's even a 2-drink minimum. You know why? They really want you.
They want to grease your wheels.
To laugh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, and they want to make money.
Have we all not been at a movie, a show? Now, I'm not even going to say a movie because it's inappropriate to talk during a movie.
But people do it.
But have we been to a concert where someone was singing along right next to you, Dana? Or a comedy show.
I call that Paul McCartney.
Where someone was like bent over laughing and stomping their feet.
Dana.
I call that Gaffigan.
Expect that behavior when you go to these types of shows. So if one person was annoyed that like you're laughing too loud, I would almost say in almost every instance, that's on that person. It's not on the guest that's enjoying the show in the way it was meant to be enjoyed.
Now, you know I love you like the sister I never had.
Yeah.
But
I have been to a handful of performances with you, and you either laugh loudly or you sing loudly. For example, at Paul McCartney, I don't know if I was there to see Paul or you.
But no one can hear you singing with 70,000 other people in attendance.
I disagree. I was at 49 Winchester at Knuckleheads with Dana. We were about 25 feet apart, and it was packed. and I could hear her singing just fine.
Annabelle!
Do you have Bobby Kerr's number?
How? No, no, no. We are not going.
Call,
no,
call
we
Bobby
are not
Kerr.
Going off the rails. We are not going off the rails.
This has to do with this story.
Call Bobby right now.
Call Bobby right now.
No, do not, Sam. And here's why. I don't want this to be about who's having fun at a concert. A comedy show is a very specific type of entertainment show, Scott. How in God's name did this lead to the arrest of two people?
Because somebody complained. There was a woman in front of Mr. Young who complained that he was having too much fun.
Okay, so
he was laughing too loudly.
You complain. Do you go to a manager and say, hey, he's laughing too loudly? Somehow police had to get involved. Does it not say how we got from point A to point Z? And I mean A to Z.
I would guess that they went and complained to an usher who took that to management after a second complaint. Because typically the ushers are like, okay,
I mean,
I'll take care of it.
I'm sorry, he's laughing at a comedy show?
Yeah. And then that got escalated to management, and then eventually, for whatever reason, it got to the point where they decided they need to call the police. But I remember I went to Chris Stapleton, sat up in the bleachers, and there was a couple of ladies in front of me who talked the entire time. And Chris Stapleton, we all know his music. You really have to listen to it. And if somebody's talking, you can hear them talking the entire time. But I wouldn't expect them to get arrested for it.
No, I mean, I have been at shows, and the jokes about Dana, I'm going to leave those alone. But I've been, I have been at shows where there is somebody behind me who is belting out. It was a Def Leppard show. I'll never forget, belting out every word to every Def Leppard song, and I'm just like, geez, Louise, I just want to hear Joe Elliott sing it for a minute, and you know, that's just the way it is.
So,
Bobby Kerr, hello. What's up?
Oh, hey, hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob Jovi.
Hey, D. What's up, guys?
Hey, I just want to ask you, when Dana has been at your shows as Bob Jovi, can you hear her when you're on stage?
Okay, so the answer is yes. But I'm super tuned into that sort of thing because I think as a person whose love language is words of affirmation, I know the people that are in the crowd. And so I know when those people that I love and I care for, that if I'm always like kind of looking for them and looking for their reaction, because when I hear Dana screaming her head off, that's giving me the words of affirmation through her emotional response that I need.
That it's a good show.
Yeah, this show is kicking butt.
And so, Bobby, that's why it is even more just unconscionable to me that this couple goes to a comedy show and they are laughing out loud. And I know comedians. I don't know if you know comedians. Comedians feed off of that audience reaction.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Just like a performer on any performer on any stage, Bob. And it might be even more so for comedians.
They got arrested for laughing too loud, Bob,
for disorderly conduct because they were so into it.
That's true. I mean, of course, at a comedy show, there's a fine line between being, you know, having a good time and laughing, and then you turn yourself into the show by being such a distraction.
I absolutely agree. But there's nothing to suggest in this case they were certainly nothing to suggest.
Charges were dismissed.
That they were heckling because Bob, that you know, I will tell you this: we've all been to comedy shows where the person in the front row does not realize they are not part of the show. It's like, shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Allison and I went to a live performance. What's the theater inside of Crown Center? I forget what it's called. But they do like musicals and Broadway shows there. And Allison and I went and saw Guys and Dolls a couple of weeks ago. And we had front row seats. So we were basically like part of the show. But when I'm saying that, you have to be so cognizant when you're in an intimate type venue like that where everything at a concert, you can't hear individual conversations, right?
Right.
So, but at a show like a comedy show or a Broadway theater type show, you have to be super cognizant to understand that, like, hey, if you say something, if you whisper something to the person next to you, you could very easily become part of the show because there's these breaks and the silent moments. So it's definitely different for the comedy show, like in this example, but at rock concerts, oh yeah, like I want and I need people to be as raucous as possible because that tells us up on stage, hey, things are going well. It's the silence that kills musicians. Yeah.
But Bobby, have you ever been performing as Bob Jovi and looked out into the audience and wished that Dana would be arrested?
Not yet.
The year ain't over, Bob. And here's the other deal. If these people were so laughing and enjoying the show that they left in handcuffs, you'd better start building jail space for Dana at your shows. Because, you know, it is an interactive experience when you're up there on stage. It just is.
Yeah. Talk about the no fun police. Like, that just sucks. That if it really was just them having a good time and they got out of control, or maybe they had another extra drink or two and it made the volume get turned up a little bit. That's unfortunate, but certainly at our shows, I want Dana to get as loud as possible.
By the way, it's Music Theater Heritage.
Yes, that's exactly right. Thank you.
Well, no, that came in on the text line. All right, man. Hey, we love you, buddy.
Hey, love you guys too. Hey, can I pimp the next show?
Yeah, please.
All right. It's actually our last one in Kansas City until like the winter time, I think. So, Saturday, July 19th at Linden Square up in Gladstone. It's like a cool outdoor community stage. So Linden Square, Saturday, July 19th.
All right. Saturday, July.
That'll be the location for Dana's arrest.
Yes, and no cat fights this time.
Hopefully not.
What does your girlfriend think when women throw their bras up on stage?
We had this conversation the other night because somebody asked the same question, like one of our friends. And I know we've talked about it a little bit on the show, but essentially, like, she laughs so hard because she could kick any of their butts. And so she's a bad woman, right? So she gets a kick out of it when they come storming the stage. Or sometimes, like, well, there was one time we headlined Santa Caligon in Independence a couple of years ago, and she was down front and center having a good time, and some woman, like, legit elbow and hip checked Allison.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, yeah, to get closer to me, right? And Allison just looked at her and said, "Honey, you know I sleep with him, right?" and that was her little way of just reminding all of the crazed females, like, hey, you can get as close as you want. You can get as many flowers.
You ain't going home with him.
And hand kisses as you want, but you ain't going home with him.
That's right. All right, man. I love you. Be good.
Be well.
All right. Love you guys. We'll see you.
All right. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Oh, is this, Sam, this is the song you didn't get to hear them sing at Knuckleheads that one night?
That is right. Yep. Yeah.
Did you hear a guest singer?
I could hear her.
Is that guest singer within your vision?
She is.
It's so good.
In fact.
Huh. Interesting. Is her name, does it rhyme with Wayne Adite?
It does rhyme with Wayne Adite. Thank you. Creative.
Huh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mary in Prairie Village. Hello.
Hi. I just was agreeing with you and Sam, actually. Not that I would want Dana arrested, but if I had paid, you know, $100, $75, whatever, for tickets to what, either a comedian or a musical concert, but all I could hear was someone singing loudly a little bit off key, or laughing way over the top loudly, I would be livid. I'm sorry. That's the truth.
And Mary, thank you for the call. I put concerts in a different, slightly different category than the comedy show. Because in a concert, it is so loud up on stage. It is so loud. The lights are so bright, right? Comedy show, you are out there as a comic on an island alone on that stage. So any... certainly heckling. I think you should be removed for that. You should be removed for heckling the comic.
Did it mention the venue?
Comic?
Yes, it did.
Because if a comic is at the T-Mobile Center.
It was at the Kansas City Music Hall.
That's so, a fairly large venue, but not huge. I'm just thinking like T-Mobile Center versus KC Comedy Club, right? So if you're in the back corner of the T-Mobile Center and you were just busting up laughing for an hour straight,
who cares?
You're not really going to be distracting that many people.
No.
But if you are front and center at the Kansas City Comedy Club, and what, how many people does that room hold? Not many.
It's small.
There is a solid chance that your laughter could be drowning out the jokes for other people.
No, because the whole audience is laughing. Sam, I don't.
Not as loudly as you.
No, I.
And again, I'm not saying that they should be arrested for that, but
I could see
where another customer thought, well, this is ridiculous. I can't even hear the jokes anymore.
I think the issue here is with the people that complain, not with the people who are laughing. I really do. It didn't say 20 people complained.
And to your point earlier, Dana, there has to be more to this story. What happened between complaint and arrest?
Because police had to be called, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's where... What?
I do want everyone to feel comfortable. That's why I like to talk to you about Jesus. He better not. It doesn't matter if you're religious or not. Does anything make you feel more uncomfortable than some stranger going, I'd like to talk to you about Jesus?
Are those the jokes you didn't get to hear?
I didn't get to hear that joke. He did tell it, but I didn't hear it.
Oh, my God.
Steve in Olathe. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm old enough in my 70s to have gone to concerts in the 1970s, in enclosed stadiums, John Denver, Beach Boys, etc. I lived in Colorado. I went to Red Rocks. I saw Steve Martin in one of his first shows in Denver. And during that time, this behavior did not exist.
Hmm.
It exists now today because we don't care about the person next to us in our society.
Laughing didn't exist back then, Steve?
Not laughing existed, but disrupting the audience did not.
Hmm. Okay. All right, man. We got you in. News coming up in just a moment. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. I'm not disagreeing with you, Steve, but I would say that the behavior is actually still pretty rare in my experience.
Yeah.
Rarely do I have a live event ruined by somebody surrounding me. But by rare,
except the two times that woman bit you at a show.
The lady who bit me at the Kiss concert, she did kind of ruin that show. But she left, and then I got to stand right in front of Gene Simmons, and that was kind of awesome.
Then you got to get a hepatitis vaccine.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.